Okay. Well, welcome to the Not New Movie Review
2020
in person.
I know, for the first time since January.
Yeah, you know what they said? They said phase four podcast.
We haven't even hit phase four yet. Doctor Strange 2 hasn't come out.
Oh, is that the timeline?
We're talking about phase four of the MCU.
Oh, the MCU. Right. Well, this is the Not New Movie Review
2020 in the middle of a pandemic.
We're kind of at the end. Everyone else is kind of
hopefully
ramping up.
Florida.
Yeah, Florida, Texas.
Think about Florida. I thought about I thought about a horrifying possibility.
Yeah.
COVID alligators.
Okay, go
on. Imagine an alligator getting
infected. Okay, how much is this going to cost? I want to know. I want to know a breakdown.
Oh, I'll make this movie.
Okay. But
here's the thing. Imagine an alligator gets the coronavirus.
Greenlit.
It bites you.
Uh-huh. Oh.
But I'm just thinking of the real-life ramifications of how horrible this would be. You think, oh, shit, I got bit by an alligator. I need some stitches. And you're like, I can't get any worse than this. You have the
Zombie alligators.
No, they're not even zombie alligators. They're just normal alligators.
No, I think they're zombie alligators.
What is this, Resident Evil?
Well, the script you presented me with clearly states they're zombie alligators.
We're
going to move forward with this.
We kind of are in a light Resident Evil game right now. We're just waiting for the monsters.
We'll give you $1,000.
To make this?
No, we're just going to give you $1,000. You walk out of here.
And you're going to take the idea? Sure.
No, we're not going to take the idea. We're giving you $1,000. You are giving us the idea. Free and clear.
If I could make a living doing that, I work at Sci-Fi Channel. It's like, all right, what movie are we making this week?
No, your name is not associated with this at all.
I'm okay with that. Like, I'm just in the back room. They're like, all right, we need a movie. I'm like, Dragon Clam. And they're like, all right. Need a movie. Where Mosquito. They actually made a movie called Mansquito. So.
Oh, yeah.
Mansquito 2.
Well, this is the podcast where we analyze an actor's critical successes and losses.
All according to Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Which I'd like to throw at you.
Well, now you can.
Peaks and valleys.
Well, I've been watching you over a screen for
months. I've been sitting in my bed.
Yeah.
Sweating. Well, not anymore. I got an AC for my room.
Oh.
But if you look out there, you can see my new car.
I'll do it later.
Yeah. It's a beautiful new car.
Right. I'm picturing the long red thing that you had.
It's dead. I got $200 cash for it.
Oh, well, that's better than nothing.
Yeah.
So what do you got now?
2013 Chevy Cruze.
Yeah. Oh, is that the electric one?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Volt.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It's a nice car though. Mm. Definitely a step up. Got a car payment now though, but that's fine.
What year was it?
2013.
Oh, okay, same as mine.
Hell yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're tied, bitch.
Yeah.
We're getting
nice,
your car.
Nice radio.
For your car and being like, oh, I'm in a future car.
Yeah, no, you got the future car now. Well, they're both kind of old now, but.
Eat shit.
Today we're talking about, well, we're still going on about our boy.
On a road trip still.
Yeah.
And what are we using to power this road trip?
Diesel
fuel.
And we stopped at a huge station to fill this up.
This is the climax of this series. You got somewhere to be?
No. I'm okay.
You got a meeting at 6?
You gotta
meet with your accountant?
You
starting a sandwich shop? Like, what do you...
No, only if it's a front for a business.
Or we could start the sandwich shop from the first Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
With the bad tuna?
Tuna melt.
Yeah, that tuna sucked, but I came there every day.
Yeah.
Paul Walker. One of the many callbacks in this movie.
Yeah.
Into the movie is...
Furious 7.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. And I had so much fun watching this morning.
Which I feel like this is my Fast and Furious movie, because this was the first one, when I first binged the series, this was the new... I did it for this movie. This was the first one I saw in theaters. This is the movie that I saw the trailers for, and I was like, maybe I should give this series a shot. Mm. So I watched all 6 movies within a week.
And then you told me to watch them.
I did.
And then that's...
So then I think this movie is responsible for your love, too.
Yes, because
if I hadn't fallen in love with it, you probably wouldn't care right now.
And then when I watched it...
We'll get into it together for the first time.
Yeah.
Or we watched it over Xbox.
Oh, we did. We'll get into it. Before we get to that, Jeremy, what have you been watching?
It's been weird. I haven't been watching a lot of movies. I've been playing a lot of games.
It's been a couple weeks because we had Babylon in the can.
We did.
Then we did We took a detour.
Yes.
For The Hate U Give.
Yes.
So it's been probably a month.
About like 3 weeks, I'd say.
Yeah, since we talked.
I've been watching a lot of movies, been playing a lot of games. But the movies I have watched since we last
talked. Oh, me too. I've been playing games.
I watched a horror anthology called The Scare Package, where it's 8 shorts.
Kind of like Care Package.
But it's spooky.
Yeah.
It's a mixed bag. Some of the shorts are cool. Some of them are dumb. But then I watched a movie next to Disney Plus. You know who David Lynch is? Created Twin Peaks. Makes a lot of like kind of like weird movies.
It's me, David Lynch.
Talks like this.
Oh, yeah.
He talks. But he actually made a movie for Disney in the 90s called A Straight Story. Mm. This movie is very hard to find. But Wanda, who has it?
Disney Hulu. Plus. Oh, wow.
So I watched it. And it's based on a true story. It's about this old man named Alvin who finds out that his long-lost brother is in the hospital. So he gets on his lawnmower to go see him. He drives across state. It's very inspirational. Then I watched a rewatch.
Because you don't need a license.
You don't. And he's very old. I watched Hellbound Hellraiser 2. Rewatched it. It's the second time I've seen it. Lots of leather-clad sex demons. I love it. I watched a movie called Hell Comes to Frogtown. These both were part of Joe Bob Briggs. I don't know if you've heard of Joe Bob Briggs. He's this guy who's been around since like the 80s. It's kind of like Elvira. You know who Elvira is? Mistress of the Dark. She's got the big hair.
What's that other guy's name?
Seven Ghoulie.
Yes.
It's like Seven. But Joe Bob, he's kind of like, he plays like this Texas redneck, but he knows a shit ton about movies. And he's on Shudder now, which is a horror streaming service. And what he does, it's what he's always done. Like his shows, he'll stream 2 movies, and in between the movies, they'll cut to him, and he'll give you facts about the movie.
Oh, like Mystery Theater.
Yeah. So but he doesn't make fun of them.
Oh, okay.
But it's kind of cool. But so the first movie was Hellbound Hellraiser 2, and the second one was Hell Comes to Frogtown, which sucks ass. It's a terrible movie about frog people. It's bad. Then one of my favorite movies, it's a yearly tradition for me to watch Wet Hot American Summer in the summertime.
Oh,
my
yeah.
girlfriend had never seen it. Mm-hmm. So I showed her the glory of Wet Hot American Summer for my annual summer rewatch.
We watched the
behind the scenes documentary, which is incredible. Yeah. If you've never seen Hurricane of Fun on Netflix, it's one of the best behind the scenes documentaries. It's like the opposite of like the Apocalypse Now one, because there is hardships like the whole time it was raining, but they're having so much fun. Meanwhile, the Princess of the Hearts of Darkness, it's like Francis Ford Coppola was like, I was gonna fucking shoot myself and my whole family and set the forest on fire.
Oh god.
He's like, fuck.
But it. I feel like I feel like you can only make a movie like that with like as an indie. Like you can only
Wet Hot American Summer?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no.
Like you can only run a production like that where it's you're like chill, hanging out drinking every night, you know?
Yeah.
Because otherwise there's like studio people.
Yeah, plus just the humor alone. Like a studio would be like, what, this doesn't make sense. He fondles his sweaters. Why is the can of mixed vegetables talking?
Yeah.
But it's Wet Hot American Summer, it's my favorite comedy of all time.
And it launched so many people.
It did. It really did. Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. Of A-Team fame.
That's a great movie. A-Team is fucking fun. And then after that, I think the only thing I've watched movie-wise, I rewatched The Thing, which is my personal...
You love it.
My favorite movie of all time. It's actually the movie, not to get all sappy, it's the movie that my girlfriend and I first... It's the first thing she ever said to me was, hey, do you like John Carpenter's The Thing?
It's kind of like Alien.
It's a little like Alien. Mm.
But thing goes out of his chest, right?
Not in The Thing. The Thing becomes people. Mm. Also becomes spooky monsters. Mm. But it's
great. I don't know. I've never seen it. So
it's the greatest movie of all time. But
they did a remake of it.
They made a prequel, and it sucks.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that sounds so snotty. Just want to.
But that was recent.
2011.
Okay.
It's 9 years ago. I saw it in theaters with video game expert of the world, Colin Oakes. I think that's all. I think that's the only movies I've watched.
Okay.
You know, I will say this. I'm just going to say it. I really miss going to the movie theater.
Yeah.
I want to go to the drive-in soon. Like that new Andy Samberg Lonely Island movie, Palm Springs, starts playing at the drive-in. And they've been doing awesome double features. But like, it's still just not the same. Like I went more frequently than you. But just, I just miss. And I didn't go to a fancy like art house theater. I went to our local Regal. Like I just miss pulling up. Like on a Tuesday, I'd be like, hey, look. Freaking movie's playing, I'm gonna go see it, get some candy. The last movie I saw in theaters was the Ben Affleck alcoholic basketball coach movie.
I will say, I love watching movies at home, just because
it is your own curated experience.
Yeah, I mean, we've made it kind of a routine. We go out, we get food, we come home,
watch a movie.
Sometimes it's new. Recently, they haven't been new, just because there's nothing new out.
$20 to rent the new movies that are coming to streaming, like King of Staten Island. I would love to watch, but yeah. I do not want to pay $20.
Exactly. There's Eurovision that just came out.
I mean, Netflix has been great with the new releases. Defy Bloods, which I haven't watched yet.
The new the Charlize movie.
Which we have to cover that, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do
it. Not out yet, I don't think.
It dropped today.
Oh, today?
So we got time. That could probably be our night. That'll be the filler between Vin and the next series, which we will mention at the end of the show.
Yeah. But so recently, after The Hate U Give,
mm-hmm.
we've just been doing. So it's been like 3 weeks since we last talked. So that I've only watched three movies, one a week.
Well, we've both been gaming a lot, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So we're just going through the Star Trek movies. So
really?
So just the new ones.
The new ones.
So we did the first one, Into Darkness, and then last night we did Beyond.
Which we saw together. No, we didn't see it together.
No.
I saw it with Video Game X to the World. I still think I ranked them 1-3-2.
It's hard to say. Because 3 is the most like a Star Trek episode.
Yeah. Plus, it, to coincide with what we're talking about, it has that Fast and Furious energy, because Justin Lin, who did not direct Series 7, but he did direct Star Trek Beyond, and it feels...
Yeah. I don't know. I think I just go one... Man, it's hard to say. Cause I think 1 is better than 2 and 3.
1 is for the best one.
I think 2 and 3 are even for me, to be honest.
2 I like, but I just
wish... I can watch them both and feel the same.
The villain in 2 was not Khan. Mm. Just give us a new Star Trek villain. That's what I want. It's like, just have Benedict Cumberbatch play a guy that's named like John Spaceman.
Right.
I'd be like, oh shit. But 2 is still cool, but 3 also has that awesome moment when they use Beastie Boys to fucking blow up the space station.
Yeah, yeah.
But I saw that in the theaters. I wanted to cheer.
I know. First movie I saw in IMAX.
Ooh. IMAX is fun. I do miss the IMAX.
Speaking of video games, though.
Time to enter the video game corner.
Yeah.
Which is a new recurring segment, unless we don't play video games. So let me talk about it.
But I've been playing a lot of The Last of Us 2.
Yeah.
Part 2. So I beat it. Now I'm on my platinum run. Got to get that platinum.
You're getting a lot of mixed reception.
I love it. But only... So I love it because it makes me feel weird.
Makes you feel like a psychopath.
Yes.
Well, I know some people... Obviously, there's the people who don't like it for dumb reasons that they don't even count. They're like, we don't like...
Right,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are dumb. But I know there's people who are legitimately mixed, because there's people that are like, I love this game because it's thought-provoking and great. And there's some people that are like... It's too like dour and like, you know, and like it's like sad and violent and depressing.
It is very violent, but the themes are, I think the themes of it are really good. I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, don't.
For people
who, well, I know one huge spoiler, but
For people who haven't played it or are going to, but the themes of it, so people I kept hearing the theme of it is like, oh, violence is bad. Like, that's all I kept hearing before I played it from, like, reviewers and stuff. I didn't get that at all, actually.
Really?
Like, they didn't shove down my face that violence was bad. It was actually...
Let's be clear. Violence is bad.
Violence is bad. That's... Yeah. They don't need to. I got more of the theme of, like...
Dogs are naughty.
Like forgiveness and, like, coming to peace with yourself and others.
But that could also play into the, like, you know, because isn't, like, the main, I haven't played the game, but I've heard rumblings, isn't, like, the main gist of the game that the main character goes on, like, kind of like a vengeance quest.
Right.
It has to learn. So it can be, I think it, obviously, I'm not playing a game, sounds like it might be more about, like, how violence is not the answer, you know.
Right, yes. Yeah,
instead of violence is bad.
Yeah.
It's more like violent. Because I know that I think Neil Druckmann said that like the first game's about love and this game's about hate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, big time.
Third game will be about...
sex.
Sex, yeah. Jesus Christ. But, no, I definitely want to play it. It's, well, it's also one of those games because it came out right as I was starting my Resident Evil binge, which I'll get into. Yeah. And I know it's a commitment. Like, that's a game that I'm going to... It's like 25 hours.
It took me 25 and a half. And I was being really thorough, like checking that's everything. That's
another thing. I know I'm going to have to explore a lot.
And then I still, after I looked it up afterwards, because the it's a really easy platinum for people who like that stuff, because you don't have to beat it on like the hardest difficulty. It's just find all the collectibles, basically. So after I looked up like the collectible like list, I missed about 100 of them.
Where is it?
What?
Oh, would you buy it digitally?
Yeah.
You coward.
What do you mean? I'm getting the PS5 digital edition, so...
You sicken me.
Why?
It's so fun to have the game.
Oh, I got a box.
Yeah, it installs faster.
I don't think so. So there, I missed about 100 collectibles.
I'm getting the mini fridge.
Okay. Yeah, I know you are. So and I was being really thorough and I still missed about 100. So
yeah, I don't know, what was I gonna say? Last of Us, long game.
What was I gonna But say? this I'm almost halfway through and I'm at the I'm about 8 hours in, hopefully I'll cut a lot of time down.
Yeah.
I'm skipping cutscenes. I'm just like...
I think I'm going to wait till like fall-ish time, you know? Maybe I can catch it when it's on sale.
Oh, it'd be a great... It's a great game to play during spooky time.
Spooky time?
Yeah. Because it's so spooky.
We shall see. I'm trying to think. I thought I was going to say something else about Uncharted. Well, I love the first game. I will say that.
Yeah, I'm going to go back and replay it after I'm done.
So the first game. I played the first game in 2013 when it first came out.
First game I ever played on PS4.
I played it on PS3.
Yeah.
That's how long ago it was. Damn. So is that all you got? Is that all you've been playing?
That's really all I've been playing.
Other than Animal Crossing? You check it every day?
No, I've been falling off hard.
You waste your Switch. There are so many great things you can play on that.
Oh, Mario Party and Animal Crossing.
No. There's so many great games on Switch.
I know. I just...
The eShop rivals like Steam for me.
I don't think so. Those have great sales. I can't play Far Cry 5 on my Switch.
Dude, Far Cry 6 just got... It's got leaked.
I know.
Giancarlo Esposito.
But now they're leaning into it. Because I saw it from Far Cry official that...
Well, yeah, once it leaks, what are you going to do? Far Cry games are like meat and potatoes games for me, where it's like pretty much the same thing every time, but it's fun.
Far Cry 5 was great.
Yes, Far Cry 5 has my favorite... My favorite game is still Far Cry 3, but Far Cry 5 has my favorite map.
I think I like...
I wasn't huge on 4.
4 was... I liked 4.
I found the map very obtuse. Pagan Men. Like, I'd be like, Beba, and then it'd be like, giant mountain, and I'd be like... I know you can, like, hook up the mountain or whatever, right. But I loved 5. I never played the Primal. I never played the Caveman one.
No, I didn't. Because those are, like, smaller games.
Yeah, Blood Dragon rules, though. But, no, I'm excited. I think I get the same thrill from Far Cry that people get from Assassin's Creed.
Yes.
Like, I have no use for Assassin's Creed, but I understand people get excited because it's, like, the same gist, but, like, a new game.
I will say.
Yeah.
They went away for a little bit, and then they came back. Yeah.
I feel like I'm always hearing about Assassin's
Creed. So they went away for like a couple years, mm-hmm. and they came back with Assassin's Creed Origins.
And then the Odyssey. Which everyone talks about.
Right. So it's I got Origins thinking it was Odyssey.
Oh, Jesus.
But I just started playing it. They totally revamped it. It's good.
I kind of want to play the pirate one, though.
See, that was like one of the last ones before they stopped. But the new ones, it's like you can... They made it more, like, fluid. Mm-hmm. So you just, like... You just kind of, like, parkour around
everything. The only one I've ever played is 1.
I played 1, 2, and 3. I did, like, the first trilogy.
And I was like, I don't really care.
But these ones are really good. Because the storylines are really good, too.
But speaking of franchises...
Yeah.
I've been dipping my toes into the Resident Evil franchise.
I did too a little bit.
Which I've played. I've been playing. Resident Evil's been a part of my life forever. I played the original on Nintendo DS. I played a little bit of 4 at your house, actually, when Colin brought it on his PS2. And then I played 5. 5 was the first game I got for Xbox 360. I beat 5. Well, recently, I decided to beat Resident Evil 4 because I owned it. It's a great game. It's a little action-y. It's where the game started to lean away from horror into like more action.
4?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, it's great. It was the first third-person one where it didn't have like the fixed cameras.
Right, right.
But then I bought the...
I do remember Colin playing that.
I bought the remake of 2, which came out last year.
Same.
I've gotten better. It's really scary, but like the more you play it, the braver. I'm still scared, but I feel more like... comfortable, like, with the fear. Like, before, it was like I was petrified.
Oh, no, it's terrifying.
I was petrified. Now I'm like, all right, like, I'll shoot a zombie's legs off and be like, fuck you. But also just met Mr. Rex. I don't know if you've met him yet, the guy with the top hat, the big buff monster.
No, I just got to the girl, the woman, after the sewer part.
Wait, what? Are you playing as Claire or Leon?
Leon.
Then you have to have met Mr. X. The guy in the big buff guy with the hat on that chases you can't kill him?
Oh.
You're farther than I am.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was his name.
I just got to him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But one thing I will say about this game.
Did I just spoil it?
No, you didn't. But I know you go into the sewers, but you know what's in the sewers, right?
What?
Oh, you'll find out. But one thing I will say about this game. I think it is one of the most well-made games in terms of gameplay I've ever played.
The remake?
Yeah. It is so fluid.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And, like, just... like, I just...
I played it as a precursor to The Last of Us. I was playing it leading up to that.
It's a little scarier. Although The Last of Us is probably scary, but, like, Resident Evil's like, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking zombie dogs.
I just wanted to get in the zombie... mindset.
No, yeah.
Are they gonna do a remaster of 1?
Well, here's the thing: they technically remade 1 already, but they didn't remake it in like the third person.
Nah, see, I want this.
Well, I want this too. But here's the thing: they remastered 3 this year, obviously.
Yeah.
Which I'm gonna buy next, and then I'm gonna play 7.
They're not gonna do 4.
They're doing 4 next.
Really?
Which I guess it did come out in 2005, and the controls for 4 are kind of annoying because you can't move and shoot at the same time. They just kind of like clunky. Like in order to shoot, you have to stay still and be like. So, like, there's a lot of improvement they can make.
So, you think they're going to go all the way up to... They're going to do 4, 5,
I don't think they're going to do 5 and 6.
Oh, okay.
Because 5 and 6 were kind of, like, where the reviews and stuff started to go down. 5 is fun. 6 is trash.
Plus, they
came out pretty recently.
Okay.
Or, like, well, 5 came out in 2009.
Do you think that would be their, like, okay, we redid them all. Now we're going to do number 1.
I hope they do redo number... But people also want Code Veronica.
Oh, and I want 0.
They already... Well, they technically...
I don't want the fixed camera nonsense. Because
what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy the original remake for Switch after I beat 3. Well, no, I'm going to play 7. 7, which is the one that looks fucking... The first person one.
Yeah.
That looks like fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
I am not ready for that, but I'm...
I remember that was a big deal because you can do it all in VR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then 8 comes out for the next gen. But just basically the Resident Evil series, it rules.
First person though. That's crazy.
The demo scared the shit out of me. But for Resident Evil games, they rule. I'm glad the series is back in its feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it. You want to know what else rules? Vin Diesel.
Yeah, he does.
You're gonna get an update?
Yeah, because it's been a while.
It has been.
We've gone through July 4th. Oh, you're so sweaty.
No, it's the condensation. Why would my sweat be cold?
Oh. Okay, let's see here. He just touched my knee.
I did.
Okay.
Sensually.
So we haven't checked in with him since May 22nd.
Jesus.
Okay, so we got a couple videos here. So let's see what Vin Diesel has to say. This one was posted on June 3rd.
We are going to shine our lights with everyone on the West Coast and whoever else is involved as a glow for hope, as my son puts it.
Beautiful.
As a gesture of solidarity, as my daughter puts it, for our brother, George Floyd.
All
very topical.
Yeah.
He's a beautiful man.
This one is, oh boy, this one's from June 13th.
All right.
So, almost about a month ago.
Hit me.
I just want to say I'm proud of you all.
I'm proud of you.
I had the feeling that when we confronted COVID-19, as a species,
wow, he's really
we were beginning to look at the problems that we face as a society with the willingness to tackle them as a species. And I'm seeing that play out now. I'm seeing the world, the entire world, confront racism. And that warms my heart. Because we are just one race. You know how I feel about that.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
One of my favorite quotes is Martin Luther King saying, "We will learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools." Keep that in mind and always lead with love. A change is coming. I kind of just want to say
it's very beautiful.
Okay, man. Yeah, yeah.
He should give a speech.
I mean, that was basically it right there.
Yeah.
I would have loved for him to,
what else do you need,
come speak at my graduation.
That would be, when are you gonna graduate? You already did.
Yeah, I did.
All right, so what are we talking about today?
Furious 7. He's trying to make a 7 with his hands.
Don't fucking lie to the people.
And what do we got to celebrate?
Mountain Dew. Just a shatter.
we got Coronas.
Yeah.
Extra. Salud, mi familia.
You can go for the light.
No, of course not.
We're holding them.
What do you think Vin Diesel would do?
Hold them by the neck.
Okay.
You got busted open on the. Just chip it.
Hold on, I gotta set the mic down. I'll open them up here.
Actually, use our teeth.
Oh, to use our teeth?
No, God. There's people that use their belly buttons.
Oh, that's weird. There's people that use their buttholes.
Jesus Christ.
You never seen that?
No. Smooth. Not bad.
Yeah, Dom knows what he's doing.
I mean, no, great. It's incredible. I love it. I can feel the Wiz Khalifa song pulsing through my veins.
The goal is to do...
Oh, that marathon.
A marathon watch along with like a case of Coronas.
For charity.
Yeah. For charity.
So we did it. We're talking about...
We did it. We're drinking Coronas. Now, Jeremy, this is the 7th installment in this franchise.
And let's just take a second to appreciate how many series have 7th installments that are this good.
Mm-hmm.
Very few.
Oh, I thought you were going to name them.
Oh, well, I guess Force Awakens.
Yep. Star Wars.
Rocky.
Star Trek.
Rocky. Rocky's 7th movie is Creed, I think.
But to get to the 7th, we have to come from somewhere.
Yes, we do.
And since you know way better than me,
mm-hmm.
Do you want to just give a
brief history?
Quick history of how we got here to the 7th movie.
Just in terms of the movies or the actual plots?
Well, just quick little, just what's the main thing that happened in each movie?
In each movie?
Yeah.
2001, you have The Fast and the Furious, a little movie about people who drive sports cars and they steal DVD players. Brian O'Connor is an undercover FBI agent played by Paul Walker. It's basically a loose remake of Point Break.
Mm.
He infiltrates a street gang.
Off-brand, some would say.
Led by Dominic Toretto, played by Vin Diesel. They form a brotherly bond. Shenanigans ensue.
Mm-hmm.
Too Fast, Too Furious. Brian O'Connor goes to Miami for another mission for another drug dealer dude. There wasn't a drug dealer dude in the first one, so I know I said another. He teams up with his old
buddy. Right, they were stealing VCR DVD combos.
I don't even know what they were stealing. I just know at one point they're like a rat starts to eat the fat guy's belly. But he teams up with an old best gold buddy named, I want to call him Tyrese. Please. He's Roman.
Yeah.
Played by Tyrese Gibson. Another great friendship is formed. Well, it's built upon. Shenanigans ensue. Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
Well, we'll come back to that.
Oh, yeah, it's not. So we're going timeline.
Yeah.
Fast and the Furious, which is the 4th movie. Brian O'Connor's back. He's still doing FBI stuff. He's trying to find Dominic Toretto. Not because he wants to arrest him, but he wants to save him. Mm-hmm. Because they have a brotherly love. Shenanigans ensue.
Letty dies.
Dom has a new street gang, including a guy named Han.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the two those two twins, the brothers. Gazelle, he meets Gazelle. He meets Wonder Woman herself, Gal Gadot.
She can drift.
She can drift.
We'll find out. Well, we find
they
out.
They go up against another drug lord, I think.
Uh-huh.
They do. They defeat. It's my
least. Well, no, he's well, he's going after who killed Letty.
That's true. Yes, that's true. Four is my least favorite one, so I try to like block that one out. But it's still important because it's the one that brought them all back.
Right.
Because this one, this movie was the first movie to bring all the main characters back, because the movie that we're skipping to talk about chronologically was a spinoff. So this is the first movie since 2003 to have Brian, Vin Diesel, Letty, all back. And it's the second one directed by Justin Lin, which is very important. Fast Five, which we've talked about. It's an American masterpiece.
I would say second to this movie.
It brings... It's tough.
It's really tough.
It brings all the characters we've ever met in the series together. It's the most brilliant bringing together of characters. What happened before the Avengers? It's 2011. So the Avengers copied Fast Five for the greatest heist of all time. Fast and Furious 6. It's just a fun international espionage mission, you know?
Hobbs is back.
We meet Hobbs in 5, played by our boy Dwayne Johnson.
Yep.
He's back in another prominent role in 6.
Because he needs Dom's help.
He does. Because the first person, people that, you know, the FBI or whoever he works for will go to for help with an international criminal is a known street gang.
Our other international criminals.
Yes. But it's great. Fast and Furious 6 is very fun.
Yeah.
It's great. It's easily my third favorite. Has one of my favorite set pieces, which is the whole final plane chase. No, my favorite set piece in that movie is the highway chase with the tank. You got Roman jumping on the tank, and Gazelle dies in this
one. Yeah, yeah. But I saw her name in the beginning of these credits. It said Gal Gadot in the beginning.
I think it was a fake out, maybe.
Because
she's not in this at all.
No, I realized all right, that too.
But then
I read her name.
In the post-credit scene of, well, actually, technically concurrent to this film.
Mm-hmm.
A movie called Tokyo Drift happens, which technically came out in 2006.
Justin Lin had a huge plan.
He did, yeah. Plus, they also brought on... It's when they brought on... who's the guy that's written all the movies? Chris Morgan.
Mm.
And Tokyo Drift is about this young... Well, to be honest, the main character of that movie is kind of a dweeb. Although I'm excited that he's coming back for 9.
Yeah.
Is this young American boy goes to Tokyo with his dad. He's basically a Karate Kid... With street racing. And with he meets this mysterious man named Han, who becomes one of the greatest, if not the greatest, Fast and Furious character. Because he ends up becoming part of Dominic's gang.
And it's weird that technology goes backwards in that movie.
Yes, but we don't talk about
that.
But you're street rifting, there's a drifting gang, there's a bad drift guy, they go up against him. Han dies in the middle of one of the races. Come to find out, the bad guy in Fast and Furious 6, I'm trying to think of his name.
Owen
Shaw. What's Jason Statham's name? It's Shaw. Something Shaw.
Deckard Shaw.
Deckard Shaw. And then his brother, played by Luke Evans, is something
Owen Shaw.
Owen Shaw is the villain of 6. The team kills him, or incapacitates him.
He's in a coma.
So he wants revenge. He starts out by killing Han.
He's not even dead, and he wants revenge.
He's pissed off. He kills Han.
Yeah.
Or so we think.
Yeah.
So he becomes the villain of this film.
And what is the plot of this movie?
Vin Diesel and the crew, Brian, Dominic Toretto, Paul Walker, they all think they have nice... Well, we forgot to mention Letty comes back in 6.
Yes.
She was in a coma or something. She had amnesia.
Yeah, she had amnesia.
She was in the hospital and Owen Shaw was like, hey...
Oh, because she was part of his crew.
Yeah. And she didn't remember them at first.
She saw Dom's like cross necklace or something, and it all came.
It's beautiful. But in this movie,
she still has amnesia.
Brian O'Connor and Dominic Toretto's sister, Mia Toretto, are married. They have a domestic life. Dominic Toretto is just trying to work on his stuff in his garage. Everyone's just trying to live their lives. The whole gang, you know. Ludacris, who we forgot to mention, comes back from 2 and 5. You know, they're all just trying to live their lives. But then they find out that their boy Han died. And he tries to blow up Brian O'Connor at his home.
Yeah. And so, Dom.
Shit is on. Oh, no. And he beats up Luke Hobbs. That's the other message he sends. Which I will say, even though I think Fast Five obviously it's the best Rock Fast and Furious, The Rock's not in this one a lot, but when he shows up,
oh yeah,
that is the best Luke Hobbs scene in the entire fucking franchise. Yeah. That and his fight with Jason Statham.
Yeah.
But so basically
in Hobbs and Shaw,
they just get tired. They go on a vengeance quest against Jason Statham's vengeance quest, and there's also this weird espionage thing involving this thing called the God's Eye. So there's technically two plots.
Right.
There's them trying to stop Deckard Shaw from killing them. Then there's also this weird terrorist organization trying to use this surveillance technology to do bad stuff. And they pick up Ramsey,
who's vengeance hits home. Deckard Shaw seeks revenge against Dominic Toretto.
In every movie, vroom vroom.
Deckard Shaw seeks revenge against Dominic Toretto and his family for his comatose brother.
It's a little plot.
That's all they got.
It smelled ripe.
2015, directed by James Wan.
Which, okay, James Wan.
Yeah.
I'm going to lay this down. People disrespect James Wan as one of our greatest working filmmakers. This guy started with Saw.
Mm-hmm.
Great little indie horror movie. He's consistently made some of
the... Made it into a franchise.
Yes.
He made
Saw into a franchise. Insidious into a franchise. The Conjuring into a franchise. Jumped onto two different franchises. Made two of the fucking best movies. Furious 7, maybe the best Fast and Furious movie. Aquaman, my favorite DC movie.
He makes franchises off of his own franchises.
He does.
He made Annabelle from The Conjuring.
They're making spin-offs of Aquaman.
Where's this, where's that Mr. Creepy Man movie? Remember that
one? Oh, God. The Crooked Man?
The Crooked Man. Remember, yeah, where's that movie?
Fuck that guy.
Oh, And then there's The Nun that he made off of Insidious.
He did. I mean, other directors make these, but the fact that he spawned the movies that set off these franchises.
And then he... I'm sure he's getting checks from them, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he puts his name on them as an executive.
He produces, like, he produced Lights Out.
Executive producer, but
it was a very weird choice for him to jump onto this movie, but it worked. It's always fun when directors from other genres jump into, like, new genres. But, yeah, This movie rules. This movie has the best hand-to-hand combat of every movie. Because all the hand-to-hand fights... Obviously, there's the showstopper between The Rock and Jason Statham.
Mm-hmm.
There's the two times that Paul Walker fights Tony Jaa, the little short dude. He fights him in the back of the bus.
Yes,
and then he
yes.
fights him in the warehouse.
Yep.
There's Letty versus Ronda Rousey. There's some cool... There's obviously Dominic Toretto versus... to Jason Statham would
be the roof.
Most ridiculous thing God. Ever when he just fucking foot stomps and the roof cracks.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's awesome. This is when they turn into superheroes.
Literally.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say the first superhero moment is in 6 when he catches Letty out of the flying car. Like when Letty
But
this is when they fully accepted they're in a... Remember Last Action Hero? They're in a Jack Slater movie.
Yes, yes. So 2015.
It's a strange and weird year.
Long movie.
Oh, yeah.
207?
It made $1 billion.
First,
we also need to mention that while filming this film, we lost Paul Walker.
Yes.
That halted production. They had to rework the ending. And, you know, just...
And they did a fantastic job. They did.
This movie, it hits me right in the heart every time.
That, you know, they used... they used Paul's brothers.
They did. And some great CGI, which I still to this day can just barely tell when it's not Paul.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, because there's other moments in this movie where the CGI is like, But anything on with Paul is
it's seamless. It looks like Paul.
Yeah. So
I always describe this movie as like an action movie poem. It's ridiculous, but it's also very sweet. Like, the whole movie is just so sweet.
I mean, the ending's great.
Well, I think the whole movie is just, like, it just really cements the family, you know? Because the whole Fast and Furious movies are about #family.
#family.
Salute me, familia.
Yeah. So, this movie had a budget.
Oh, a fuck ton of money. Probably because they had to do all those reshoots.
Oh, $190 million.
That's not bad, actually.
Yeah. Actually, you know, so I was looking at budgets earlier of, like, Pixar movies.
Because
I'm curious how Onward was doing.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that they give their like original.
Would you be offended if I took my socks off?
I guess not.
I'm kind of hot.
So the original Pixar movies, they obviously don't give as much of a budget as, like, you know, Toy Story 4. So Onward had a budget of like $100 million. Well, actually, the budget isn't even on the online.
Mm-hmm.
Which is questionable. So Toy Story 4. Oh, here we go. Toy Story 4 budget $200 million.
Damn.
Worldwide, it's made $1 billion. Okay. Onward, being an original.
Uh huh.
Well, actually, so this is what I did. So Onward didn't have the budget on there. So I went to their last original movie, which was Coco. So Coco had a budget of $175 million.
Not bad.
And it made $800 million.
Damn.
So I figured Onward had to have $175 million.
Yeah.
A little bit, $150 million, a little bit less, right? So let me go back to Onward's page.
And what's it made?
Onward is at right now worldwide gross. It was only in theaters for 2 weeks. Went to Disney Plus, like,
and Disney Plus and rental.
Yeah,
in and like April
purchase. I purchased it. It has made $105 million.
Definitely not what they wanted.
I doubt that's even.
But they had no choice.
Yeah,
I feel like if it had stayed in theaters, it would have easily cleared its budget because it's Pixar.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be honest, I keep forgetting Onward exists. I haven't watched it yet. I will watch it soon.
It's so good. It's great. But, I mean,
I'm much more excited for Soul.
Well, that too,
Speed Doctor is back.
That,
the doctor's back in town.
But yeah, that's,
You're getting the allergy thing going on, aren't you?
But yeah, 105, I'm sure that they were like 150 plus budget, so.
Fast and Furious 7 made $1 billion.
So the point of this is, the budget of this movie, 190.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to just take a guess at what it's made worldwide to date?
$1 billion. More than that, right?
Yeah.
$1.1 billion?
No.
$1.8
billion? No.
$1.9 billion?
No, you're too far.
$1.6 billion?
No.
$1.2
billion? No. Now you're too low.
What? $1.3 billion?
$1.5.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Just right in the middle. $1.5 billion.
And that's why we will have Fast and Furious movies until we die.
Yes.
Even though I hope they stop at 10 with the main series.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because we've also done Hobbs and Shaw.
We did do Hobbs and Shaw.
And I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Hobbs and Shaw is fun, but it's just I am beyond excited to have Justin Lin back for 9. The trailer for 9, that was one of the first huge blows of the
Oh my God.
Well, we need to put it in context. Obviously, there's much worse things that have happened because
of it.
But in terms of, like, holy shit, this is real. When they were like, Fast and Furious 9 pushed back a year, I'm like,
yeah.
I remember being at work and I immediately.
And it was, yeah.
I had to text you right away.
Like, oh, we would have been there.
Opening night. We would have done an episode on it by now.
Yeah.
I would have probably seen it twice.
So the film's worldwide opening weekend was.
A lot of money.
Was $384 million.
It's a big fuck. I was there.
That is more than what the Fast and Furious in 2001 has made total to date.
Well, people love these movies.
And that one is only at $214 million total. Well,
people love these movies.
This movie made more. This movie made almost two times opening weekend than the first one made total.
This movie was in the top five of the year along with The Force Awakens and Avengers 2.
Yeah.
And Jurassic World, which is the weirdest fucking movie to make $1 billion.
Yeah.
I guess people love Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I guess. It just, like, I don't know.
The second one's better. You have to admit. The haunted house stuff.
Yes.
It's more interesting. The first Jurassic World, it's such a cool concept. Like, I've always wanted a movie set in an active theme park.
Did they do a third one yet?
They're making a third one called Dominion about the dinosaurs being loose.
Right, right, yeah.
Colin Trevorrow's
back. Yeah, of course, yeah. Over 230 cars were destroyed during the filming of this movie.
You know they did the parachute car thing for real, right?
Well, they probably weren't in there. Stunt people.
Yeah, but that's still fucking insane.
Yeah.
That might be
some Tom Cruise.
That might be the best. That's one of the best set pieces. The fact that it goes from parachuting cars to
and it looks like CGI.
I think it looks pretty good.
Denzel Washington turned down a role in this film. Universal Studios was in a search for a big star to play a minor role. And
that's probably Kurt Russell, right?
And but they wanted him to become a larger role in the next film.
I bet you it's the role that Kurt Russell plays.
So Taylor Lautner and Halle Berry were also considered for the role.
Taylor Lautner?
Yeah.
That's like saying a fucking prime rib and a fucking three-day-old egg salad sandwich were also considered for the role.
But it ultimately went to Kurt Russell. Hell,
fuck. Which, okay. Okay.
But could you imagine Denzel?
Something that pisses me off beyond recognition in Fate of the Furious is that Kurt Russell has a son character in that one, played by Scott Eastwood.
Right, right.
Here's the thing. Scott Eastwood is the actor equivalent of a piece of fucking dry toast. He leaves such a non-presence on me. But here's the thing.
Yeah, I really didn't like
Wyatt him. Wyatt Russell exists. Kurt Russell has a son.
He's hitting my chair.
Kurt Russell has a son who's a good actor and fucking looks like him that could easily have played his goddamn son in that movie. Yet they're fucking like, they went to the fucking Walmart and they went down the bread section. They're like, oh, where's the great value white bread? Fuck. But no, I love that Kurt Russell's in this movie.
Oh, he's good.
He's great.
He's good. And I love that he is okay. He just lets Dom do his thing.
Well, he understands.
Yeah.
You don't bring Dom in to hold him back.
So what are your favorite moments of this movie?
Well, let's both negate ourselves from saying the ending. Because that's going to be its whole conversation.
Okay, yeah.
So that is a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
I want to say it's when The Rock shows up with the Gatling gun that he ripped off. Well, no. It's my favorite series of events. Because The Rock gets incapacitated early in the movie with Jason Statham's fight. It's because The Rock was shooting Hercules, so he couldn't be in as much of the movie. So he's in the hospital. He has an arm cast. Mm-hmm. The final confrontation happens in L.A.
Also, Mia... who plays Mia? Who was it? That actress... was shooting a TV show at this time, too.
That's why she's not in it a lot.
She's not in it a lot.
She's back for 9.
Yeah.
But The Rock sees the chaos happening outside the hospital window, flexes his fucking cast off, says, Daddy's got to go to work.
Uh-huh.
And then later we cut to, there's a scene where Letty and stuff are getting chased by a drone. The Rock drives a fucking ambulance off the top of a bridge into the drone and then gets out and rips the fucking Gatling gun off of it. And...
shoots a helicopter.
Well, Letty says this is the best thing ever. Letty said no, because Letty's with Ramsey the hacker, who they're driving all over the city, and Ramsey's like, where's the cavalry? And The Rock walks out with a Gatling gun in hand. Woman, I am the cavalry.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh my god, I fucking love these movies.
I mean, I'm just gonna start from the first frame. That hospital and the hospital opening.
That's great. Set to the
Jason Statham
Juicy J song.
Yeah.
I listen to this soundtrack so much.
And he's like you think it's just him in the hospital, and then it's a reveal that he's
already gone through
kicked ass everyone in there.
Jason Statham's great in these movies.
Yeah.
That's your favorite scene?
That's my first favorite scene.
Or your first.
Well, there's a lot of them.
We're picking multiple favorite scenes.
Oh yeah.
My other favorite. Well, the fight with Rock and Jason Statham. It's just so good.
That one's good. It's not a favorite for me. He
bottoms him through the chair, and James Wan does his fucking
spin. He does a cool camera spin, yes. My second favorite scene is like the whole Dubai...
That's fun.
...sequence.
Cars going through...
A car jumps two skyscrapers.
Here's where these movies start to cross over the Mission Impossible, because those are the same buildings that Tom Cruise actually climbed.
Yeah, yeah.
Which... I will say...
And they really threw the cars through them.
I don't think that. But I will say, not to talk poopy, if I had to pick one modern action franchise, you gotta give it to Mission Impossible.
For what?
Best modern action franchise.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
We are
Fallout was amazing.
We are so blessed when it comes to modern action movies, because we have three... of the greatest action franchises ever still making movies right now. You have The Fast and the Furious.
Started in the 90s. Well, no, 2000s.
You have Mission Impossible.
Started in the 90s.
And you have a really recent one that's about to have its fourth movie in 2 years, John fucking Wick.
Which I've never seen any of them.
John Wick is like... it has ridiculous action, but it's also really, really good action. Like, the action of the Fast and Furious movies is good, but it's, like, ridiculous and bombastic. Oh. The action in the Mission Impossible movies is incredible, but it's a lot of, like, big stunts. All the action in John Wick is kind of, like, man-to-man, but it's, like, there's a part in John Wick Chapter 3 where he's riding a motorcycle. Like, five motorcycles appear behind him, and they pull out katanas. And he fights them, and they shot the shit for real. It's incredible.
Okay, so this movie, what was it, 190 was the budget?
Yeah.
I see all of that on screen.
Oh, this movie is
fucking insane. I see more than 190 on screen.
Imagine being James Wan, and all you've made are horror movies, and it's like, hey, James Wan, we want you to make this. And then you knock it out of the fucking park.
Yeah, for like, real.
I wouldn't have been mad if he stayed on. Obviously, I'm happy Justin Lin came back, and I'm happy James Wan went on to make like Conjuring 2 and Aquaman. Mm-hmm. But if they had been like, James Wan's the new Fast and Furious guy, hell yeah. Because he fucking wrecked it. Although, I guess he didn't have a good working relationship with Vin Diesel.
I've heard our boys, because
we haven't talked about him this much. He's definitely...
Well, this movie covers two of our boys.
The Rock. Very briefly, The Rock, though. But it's mainly...
He's in it.
This is mainly a two-hander between Vin Diesel and Paul Walker. Right. We're both great in this movie.
Right.
Paul Walker was the heart and soul of these movies.
Yes.
Well, no, I'd say Paul Walker was the heart, Vin Diesel's the soul. And that's why I think Fate of the Furious is it couldn't quite figure out how to replace the heart. Fast 9 looks like it might have found a way to replace the heart.
Right, bring in more people.
Yeah, and John Cena.
bring back Han.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
This movie rules. I don't know.
It's like when we talked about
Fast 5.
Like, I know.
Vin Diesel's great, and him and Jason Statham have a crowbar fight on top of a parking garage, and then he grounds. And
it's awesome. It is so
He grounds cool. down to the ground, and the parking garage collapses.
Because this is what I like about Dom. He's a hard ass. Yeah. Okay, he'll take you out, you know, but he won't. He has so much pride, so much dignity. That if he's standing in front of you, face to face, with a shotgun, and you're unarmed,
he won't kill
you. He'll throw the shotgun, and fight you with his fist.
Because I think he said he's only obviously the bad guys they've killed. He's only like, well, he almost beat that guy to death in that race. And I think that traumatized him.
Yeah, but he still seems okay with killing people.
Yeah, he's killed a lot of people, But no, this movie.
Think about all the innocent lives in Brazil. A bank vault smashed through.
Another great scene in this movie is when they just show up to the base, the army base, and it's like, he's like, you got my drink? And he just pulls out a bucket of Coronas and ice.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
This movie.
But see, this is what I don't understand. I almost said Hateful Eight.
Fate of the Furious.
Fate. Why weren't they drinking Coronas at the end?
There's a lot of problems with the logic of Fate. The whole Justice for Han thing. Even though I feel like we're more easygoing on the idea of Deckard Shaw joining the team, it's still don't invite him to the barbecue.
Yeah,
don't invite him to. You can be like, we're cool with you.
Yeah,
you're not coming to the barbecue.
Yeah, no way. No
the
whole barbecue.
And then another thing is that's when they find out they name Vin Diesel's baby. Naming him Brian, it should have been Paul. They should have named the baby. It would have been a little more meta, but that would have been a little, like, just...
So Brian, in-universe, still is
exists,
alive.
Yeah, so it doesn't make sense.
So for them to have two Brians, they should have
just named him Paul.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
Fate of the Furious is a mess. It has two showstopper action sequences. I don't think we'll ever talk about it. So that prison escape?
What? That was in...
That's in Fate of the Furious.
That was in Fate of the Furious. That wasn't in Hobbs and Shaw.
No, that's with The Rock and Jason Statham.
Yeah.
And then Jason Statham with the baby.
You're right. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a great sequence. Yeah. So, wait. How does Hobbs and Shaw start then? Oh, he's like at home. He's doing the thing with his daughter.
Yeah.
He's
and being Jason Statham's being a badass.
Yeah.
Okay. It starts with both of them going on missions. I don't know. I'll be honest. I'm not a big fan of Hobbs and Shaw. It's okay.
Okay, I loved it. I enjoyed it a lot.
I hated
it. Not as much as this movie, of course.
Yeah, no, this movie is perfect. But so should we get to the ending?
All right, I feel like we've only talked about
what more do you want to talk about?
I don't know. It's so good.
It's one of those movies. It's like when we talked about Fury Road, where it's just like, it's what's good about it? Everything.
I don't know. Watch it.
Yeah, fuck you. Which just came out the same year as Fury Road. Dude, 2015.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
We got fucking Fury Road, Furious 7.
Yeah.
God, lots of cars going vroom.
Okay, so let's talk about this ending. Okay. Oh, huge gas budget in Hollywood this year. God, a lot of big diesel budget.
This ending... I remember going into this movie wondering, like, are they going to kill Brian O'Connor off? Like, what are they going to do?
Right.
I think they picked the most tasteful way to do it. Where in universe, he just retires to go be with his family. Because at this point, he has two.
Yeah. And I think... I think Vin Diesel had a lot to do with it. Because he's a producer on these movies now.
Oh, yeah.
So he actually has a lot more say than, you know, we probably think he does.
No, he has a lot. He got to pick the director for 8.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Because they worked together on the... Yeah. Oh, man. It's like, it's getting really hot in here.
Just when he, and then we just need to talk about this beach scene.
Yeah,
he decides. Vin Diesel sees Paul Walker on the beach playing with his children, and everyone's like,
"Wait, so what happens with Shaw at the end?"
They put him in prison.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Rock's like, "I'll see you again."
Yep.
And obviously, they become buddies.
They play this song. The
Rock. But The Rock, Vin Diesel, they're at the beach with. I'm getting choked up. They're at the beach with Paul Walker and his family, and they're like, they're just watching how beautiful it is, him playing with it. But you can also tell each of the, because this was shot after Paul Walker had passed.
Right.
All the cast members are getting emotional supposedly looking at Paul Walker being like, this is beautiful.
And I think this is when, this was all his brother.
Yeah. Like, he's in a better place. Yeah. Like, which they're saying it has two different meanings. And right. Vin Diesel gets
they
up.
They get meta with this.
Vin Diesel, Dominic Toretto gets up and leaves because he's like, you know, all emotional. And he's going for it.
Well, he gets up. And then
he goes for a drive.
Mia says, actually, I forget who said it, or I think it might have been Ludacris or Tej. And he goes, you're not going to say goodbye?
And he's like, it's never goodbye.
Yeah.
And then he gets in the car. And then who pulls up for one lot final drag race? Thought you could leave without saying goodbye?
Yeah. Oh,
and then
man.
He cuts to a montage narrated by Vin Diesel of all of their interactions over all of the movies, starting with the infamous key.
Fucking tuna sandwich.
Tuna melt. That comes up in this.
Terrible tuna melt. Yeah, it does.
He calls Mia and he's like, I can't, those tuna sandwiches.
Remember I kept coming back for those sandwiches?
This movie inadvertently feels like a goodbye to Paul Walker, even in the scenes he shot.
Right. Well, I think they probably went back and edited them.
At this point, I'm just a mess. They're driving and it's the montage and he's like, I think I always knew he'd be my brother because like me, he always lived a quarter mile at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just ends with them.
Their parting ways.
It fades into white. Four ball,
yeah.
And then it starts playing like another.
Some kind of.
Wiz Khalifa song.
Goes into some kind of
and
SoundCloud.
And then See You Again, the song that they created for this film.
It instantly becomes a hit.
And like, I can't.
Charlie Puth.
Yeah, it's a guy who I think has failed to produce another hit. Wiz Khalifa's doing Doritos commercials.
Right, right.
But that's where this movie becomes like a poem, you know?
Yeah.
Well, how many action movies end with such a beautiful scene?
I mean, we got...
Die Hard doesn't end with this.
We got Die Hard. Die Hard ends...
Well, Die Hard, I think, is the best action movie ever made. It doesn't need to end with a poem, but...
Mr. McClane.
Aww. I don't know why I made him sound like that.
Aww. Well.
Mr. Potter.
Yippee-ki-yay. Do you know the difference between a wormtail and a werewolf?
So anyways, Furious 7, beautiful movie. And is this, yeah. I know we did the usual thing where we hype up a Riddick episode. Are we still going to do a Riddick episode?
That's up to you.
We'd have to watch 3 movies.
Why don't we just watch the first one?
We can just watch Pitch Black. Here's the thing, we're going to tell you this.
Yeah.
There's a 50-50 shot that your next episode is going to be Pitch Black or The Old Guard.
Oh, that's the Charlize one? Okay. Yeah. Yep.
So, but we should say our official goodbye to Vin now.
Yes.
It's been...
Vin,
We love
we're
you.
We're always going to live life a quarter mile at a time.
Yes, we're going to live life a quarter mile at a time. We're going to be in the Xander zone. Remember that from Triple X?
I do. Yep, I will. We're gonna, so give me the Vin questions for this movie.
Oh, yeah. Was Vin Diesel good in this movie?
Unbelievable.
He's incredible.
He's better than he was in The Pacifier.
The acting that he gives in that final scene, just his facial acting with Paul.
I would say the fight with him and Jason Statham rivals the scene of him doing the Peter Panda dance to get to the safe.
You heard it here first. It rivals Ross's favorite movie. What are the other fucking questions? Was Vin Diesel good in this movie? Was this movie good for Vin Diesel? All these movies are good for Vin Diesel.
Yeah,
this is just him just rolling in money. It's Scrooge McDuck jumping in a pile of cash.
But also, this also just feels like a passion project for him.
It does. These movies ended up becoming...
It never feels like he's giving less than
100%. Even in the bad 110%. Ones. Even in Fate of the Furious, you can tell he was all behind it.
Right.
Even though I guess he was apparently a little bitch behind the scenes of that one.
Even though... Oh, Dom's a bad guy? What's going on?
Wow. But that made for a great trailer. Movie, it's kind of in.
Yeah,
but that trailer was like, what the fuck is happening?
Dom's going against the family?
Which just like, that's like the John Cena twist in 9.
Right, you're watching it,
and you see John, and you're like, there's no way. I feel like he's going to be
my
Dom.
My brother.
And you're like, punch a wall. You're like,
yeah.
But, okay, were you gassing up on Diesel in this movie?
I mean, I'm overflowing.
Fumes are coming out of my pores.
Can
you smell me?
No, because I'm going to get high. It smells like diesel.
And then we have to ask the farewell questions, which I forgot what they are. I think, let me look them up. Make idle chit chat about, what do you love about Vin Diesel?
He's great. He's bald. He had hair. He had a little bit of hair.
He's a beautiful.
When we first started this journey, he had a little bit of hair.
He did. And
he figured it would just be better for his image if he just got rid of it all.
He's a beautiful man. He's a gentle.
We've seen him go from a skinny stockbroker.
Oh, here we go.
To a god, literally a Greek god.
Hell yeah. Okay. So which movie that we discussed was your favorite?
Oh man. Oh, what's the list?
It's tough.
Boiler Room. No, that wasn't the first one.
That's your favorite? Okay.
No.
The Iron Giant. Furious 7.
Oh, I love The Iron Giant.
Furious 7. Boiler Room. Triple X. Babylon Ad. The Pacifier. A Man Apart.
My favorite is going to be The Iron Giant.
It's got to be The Iron
Giant. The Iron Giant.
How far we have come? All right. All right. What is your favorite Vin Diesel movie altogether of all his films?
Does that include...
Let's say not the... discounting The Iron Giant.
Discounting The Iron Giant. Well, I'll say I think Furious 7... Because it's just... It accumulates all of his... Like, it's just... Just going from, like, Boiler Room to Furious 7.
Oh, yeah.
Like, where he was...
Just the arc. The
in a career arc. Back yeah. then to where he is now... is incredible.
It is remarkable. I forgot to say my favorite. Well, I said my favorite movie of his altogether is either Furious 7 or Pitch Black. I love Pitch Black. Okay. Although if we count the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2. They're Volume 2. But because also just to speak to Vin Diesel's just his voice acting abilities, he is able as Groot in the first movie specifically, says three words all together. I am Groot. Mm-hmm. That final scene with adult Groot where he says, we are Groot.
Yeah.
That's all in Vin Diesel's performance.
Yes. Yeah.
Like with three words, he fucking breaks your heart into pieces. What kind of movie do you want to see him do next? Obviously he's big on the big action movies, but what do you want to see him try? Do you want to see him try a more dramatic role again? Do you want to see him go back to comedies? Maybe go back and dip back into The Pacifier. Do you want to see him try to direct? Would you like to see him direct a movie?
Yes, that is what that I want, actually. That because because we've seen him do it all, basically. He's kind of run the gamut. And
he started making a short film that Steven Spielberg saw.
Right.
So why not come all the way back around?
So I think after he...
I think he's signed up to direct a movie.
After he cannot do these action movies anymore, he has to channel that energy somewhere. And directing seems like the right place.
But not Vin Scully, Vin Diesel. Who the fuck is Vin Scully?
Because... Yeah, I mean, he's done it all. He's done The Pacifier. He's done he's done Boiler Room.
He's apparently attached to direct a movie called Hannibal the Conqueror.
All right, we'll be there.
We'll be
front
there.
Row.
I agree.
He's kind of done action and a romantic movie in one. I mean, Fast and Furious, him and Letty have
Done sci-fi with The Pitch Black,
Babylon
AD. Yeah. He's done comedy with The Pacifier. He's done drama with Boiler Room.
So just give him the check, you know? Give him the
check. I'd like to see him do that, or I'd like to see him... Give him a musical. Let him sing.
Oh, musical.
But, all right. What movie of his coming out are you the most excited for?
Fast 9.
Fast 9. It has to be Fast 9. There's no other answer other than Fast 9.
There's nothing else coming out, to be honest with you.
And that is it.
Vin Diesel.
That's Vin Diesel. So, we put out a poll for our next series. We tried to spice things up. We tried to throw in a populist choice. We throw it in an out-of-left-field choice. We throw it in Patton Oswalt. And the people, overwhelmingly the people.
Yeah.
I did not see this coming.
No, I thought it was going to be...
Samuel L. Jackson or J-Lo.
Yeah.
Because the four people we put on the poll were Jennifer Lopez, who I still really want to cover, Samuel L. Jackson, Patton Oswalt, and our winner... Matthew Lillard.
Yes. Which proves my point that you can put in a AAA actor on there and they not get chosen. Yeah,
no. They were excited. He's a man that I've grown up...
Because you thought it was just going to be Samuel Jackson.
I did. I'll be honest.
Just because he's a big name.
They love Matty Lillard.
Yeah.
Scream. Serial Mom. SLC Punk. Lots of S's. Scooby-Doo 2, Monsters Unleashed.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of S's.
13 Ghosts. And Without a Paddle.
All right.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it. All right.
All right. Well,
this has been
the... I'm glad that we're back in person.
Me too.
I guess I'll see you. I guess I'll see you next time.
Next time for the old guard and or Pitch Black.
Yeah. You're the only person I've seen for months. So.
Yeah.
I haven't left this place. Are you even real?
Ooh. One more time.
When I see you again.
When I see you again.